No, I'm obviously the first thing you look up, and you just feel sorry for your buddy. You know, missing that kick, you feel sorry for the guys that, you know, put us in that position to win and got us field position. You know, Chase and offense got us down there in position to score and to win. And so you just, you know, just feel bad that the whole operation, you know, obviously me and Thomas talk, we always say, you know, when he misses, it's our fault, you know, whether it is or not. And, you know, he'll do it again. I think if we had a chance into the game, you know, I think he'd hit that the second time.
You should have had a chance, the second chance in that game. How do you guys react when you find out the next day that somebody blew something on the other side?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you don't – I mean, if we would have caught it then, everybody would have been going crazy. But to tell you the truth, we didn't even think about it until the next day. Well, it came out, and we just kind of buried it. You know, the good thing is we get to play. We got to survive another week. We play Indy. And so that's what we've been focused on. We've put that behind us, really.
Dustin, where's Brian's confidence right now? He has to go in and kick the game
right
on Saturday. Where's he in that regard right now?
Good. You know, he's been in good spirits, just like everybody else. I mean, those things, you got to have thick skin in this league to play there, whether it be quarterback, kicker, or anything in between. And he's doing good. He hit all of his kicks yesterday, and just like he always does. Like those things, that's why they're called streaks. You go on a, you know, a tangent where he, you know, one year he hits 29 in a row and 22 in a row, and it happens sometimes.
You've played with a lot of kickers since you've been with the Chiefs. Where's his mental toughness, for lack of a better term? Where's his in regard to any other kicker you've worked with?
You know, right up there with the best. I mean, he's set, you know, all-time records here in Kansas City. So, I mean, he's obviously, you know, one of the better kickers that has ever played here percentage-wise. He's exceptional. Inside 40, he hits a lot of field goals, you know, in cold weather games and windy games here in Arrowhead, and he kicks off better than anybody I've ever played with. So he's with the best, yeah.
Would you agree that the Indy game here 2 weeks ago was maybe your best game of the season, considering the weather conditions?
Yeah, we just kind of opened it up and wanted to see, you know, how we'd run with them. Obviously, when you have somebody that you're thinking you may play again in the playoffs, you don't want to show too much. So we just kind of bombs away on them and worked out in our favor. I think we only really directionally punted twice that game. So we just kind of opened it up. And but, yeah, I felt good. And hopefully we can do that again inside.
How about the team's confidence? We mentioned, like I said a couple moments ago, Indy beat you here at your place. You guys finished the season by losing 5 of your last 7. How would you describe the team's confidence now as you head into a different season?
Well, I mean, obviously it's upbeat. You know, anytime, you know, when we brought it up yesterday, you know, everybody's like, well, that's, you know, the rookies were kind of looking around like, wow, that's what a playoff practice looks like. It is different. It's faster tempo. Everybody's excited. You have new energy. It's a new year. And, you know, we get another chance to go against Indy. They're a great football team. We're going to have to, you know, really come out there and play well, you know, being away like that. But we can do it. I mean, we've added so many things to our team since I've been here, just offensively, defensively, scheme-wise from the coaches. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity at the second time and against Indy.
Thank you.